أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been reviewing chapter number 53, which is Surah An-Najm, the chapter of the star. And this is based on the commentary authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. And today in part 14, we want to look at the theme, the topic of the true Lord. And this will be a journey through verses number 42 through to verse number 44. Now, there are three very short verses. And with that, we'll also have a very short review, a very short commentary on this portion of Surah An-Najm, with a few takeaway points to get us to better understand the theme in this passage and how it relates to us and what we can learn and implement from within our day-to-day lives. Without further ado, before going into the commentary, let us have a listen to the Arabic of these three verses and the English translation, and then we'll come back with some thinking points and also some takeaway messages. Allah says the following in Surah An-Najm, verses 42 through to 44. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. And that to your Lord is the finality, and that it is He who causes laughter and weeping, and that it is He who gives death and life. Now, as we said, that this is a very short passage we'll be reviewing today. And as you've seen and heard, that it is only three verses. And in actuality, if we ponder on what came before that, before this verse rather, and before this passage, it actually feels like it is a continuation of the previous discussions. Because you'll recall, we talked about the fact that all these teachings that we were about to go through were also found and are also available in the scriptures of Prophet Musa and Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon both of them. We also reflected on the fact that each and every human being will get exactly what they deserve. God is not unjust, He's not unfair to humanity. And so in that same light, in that same vein, when God says that, and to your Lord is the finality, we realize that that is a continuation, that we will end up going to God and that there is no injustice being shown by God. Now, as for the thinking points in terms of these three verses, Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati offers this very brief review, and he states the following, that although the actions which God performs are through an intermediary, for example, the angels, however, in reality, all actions that we perform stem from Him, and the repetition of the pronoun Huwa, meaning Him or God, as we see in this passage, that this shows that in all of our actions in this world, that they belong to and they emanate from God, because obviously He has given us life and existence, and so whatever we do is through that. The contrast between death and life, and laughter and weeping, that these are all things which human beings experience, as in the presence of God, all of these things are good, and there really is no conflict between these things. In the presence of God, there's no benefit of death or benefit of life or goodness in laughter and badness in weeping. They're all one and the same in actuality. It's only you and I who, for example, fear or hate death or have an aversion to dying. It's only us who enjoy life, who like to laugh and don't like to weep. But in actuality, these are all neutral, we can say, in the sight and in the presence of God. Let us conclude with a few of the takeaway points from this very short review today. Point number one is that everyone and everything is on the move towards God, towards Allah. All of us come from God, we belong to God, and we all go back to God. As we say in the very famous verse found in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 156, that إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that our source is God, we are the property of God, we belong to God, He has given us this opportunity to live, but we all go back to Him. Muslim, non-Muslim, male or female, whatever religion we follow, we're all on the move, and we're all going to meet God on the day of resurrection. Point number two to reflect upon is that the resurrection day is a day of laughter for some, while a day of crying and remorse for others. Those who led a righteous, pious life in this world, the day of resurrection will be a day of joy, a day of splendor, a day of happiness, a day where they will be laughing and celebrating their entry into paradise. While those who led a life of sin, of breaking the laws of God, of oppressing others, of being unfair and unjust, and who did not ask for forgiveness while alive, that for them that will be a day of grief, of remorse, of lamentation. And the third and final point to reflect upon in this discussion is that the method of training which the Quran makes use of is that even when it speaks about opposites, as we have seen in this passage of death and life, of laughter and crying, that it still seeks to instill within the readers the issue of monotheism, of tawheed, this being the most important teaching within Islam, that Allah, God, uses every opportunity within the Quran to instill and to drill home the belief that people have to have of the monotheism, of the oneness of God, of the tawheed of God. We ask Allah to allow us to be of those who are successful in having laughter on the Day of Judgment and who use the time in our life in this world to do the best of deeds so that we can be happy and joyous on the Day of Resurrection when our book of deeds are presented and that we make our way into paradise. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.